It is 8:49. You've got about 14:50 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. It is time for the meat of the week, and the one and only Rod in from Blue Star Meats. Rod, how are you doing this morning?
Good. You?
I'm doing great. Good to have you on board. You just flew in the door. We're glad you made it.
Yeah, I was listening to you on the radio, and of course I hit every red light.
Of course. That never fails, right?
Or hit every light red.
Listening about the big live broadcast coming up on our sister station, The Van, on Monday, you know, those ribeyes sound awful good. You're going to be giving away some nice stuff Monday night.
Yeah, we're working on a lot of things. Going to have kind of, just as things go along, we're kind of adding specials as we go, and we're going to have some really nice pork loin roast. They're going to be only $1.75 a pound for a sirloin loin cut roast. And ground beef, of course, at $2.50. And we're working on a few other things today, matter of fact. That's why I'm a little bit late, so getting things going. And it's shaping up to be pretty good.
It is going to be a lot of fun out there. And you're going to be there, too?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm taking vacation, Brad.
Well, you know, I just want to know if people can do a meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You walked right into that one.
Yeah,
Rod will be. You got to meet the guy behind the microphone, Rodney. He's an awesome guy. He really is. Yeah. Knows his stuff. And not only do you have a wonderful new, well, tell me a little bit about all the work you've done out there. It's just amazing how you've transformed that whole business.
Well, we just added an addition onto the front of the building, made it a lot more appealing. Before, the building was a great building. It's well built, but it really was not designed for walk-in, off-the-street retail business.
Sure.
So we really tried to make something that was conducive to have, you know, drive-by traffic go, oh, what's that?
Sure.
And
now it's more eye-catching.
It's more eye-catching.
Jump out at you.
The thing that's most eye-catching and I keep getting the most flack for is my star.
No. Really?
I can't believe someone hasn't called in about the star.
Well, don't give him any ideas, Rod.
Oh, sorry.
Well, very good. Very good. Whereabouts? You're on the Blue Star Highway, but exactly where are you?
We're 2 miles south of the Tulip City Airport, and
easy to find.
Oh yeah, well it's really conveniently located. We're only I should have done the math on this, but it's about 3 miles, 3.5 miles from, you know, like the downtown, just getting into town by Holland Hospital area. And it's only, you know, 3-4 miles from Saugatuck as well. So
Right. It's
pretty conveniently located right in between Holland and Saugatuck. And, you know, I get a lot of customers from both sides. So
Sure. That's
actually challenging and interesting, and all in itself is trying to accommodate, you know, demographics. There's people like different stuff. So,
oh, I know. And there was a meat market on the south side of Holland closed up a couple of months ago, and they were talking about doing some kind of a mobile meat thing. Well, we found out that was not going to happen. So
right.
I know you've gotten a lot of their customers, and they're very, very happy. I've heard from many of our listeners that are just loving what you have to offer down there.
Well, good. Yeah. I get a lot of people in, and you can always see that they're, okay, what am I going to get here? You know, they're cautious because they've been somewhere, but now
exactly.
You start to see faces again and again, and you know, repetitive, and then you're doing something right when the same people are starting to come back.
Absolutely.
On a regular basis.
Well, I grew up in Grand Rapids, and my mom was very loyal to a particular meat market over in Breton Village, and she was so loyal to that company. We'd go there every week and get the fresh meat, just like a lot of our customers do, or a lot of your customers do with you.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And our fresh meat counter is a little bit, since you mentioned that, that's a little bit slow coming. We do have a lot of fresh meats available, or I should say it's all fresh meats, but unfrozen, I should say,
right.
Unfrozen meats that are regularly available. I just don't have them displayed well, and that's been a little bit of a struggle for me to get what I want, how I want it in there, and how I want it to look. So I'm being a little bit selfish, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to just throw something in there that I'm not going to be happy with. So that's still coming, and, you know, we had customers come in and say, hey, you got fresh stuff. Well, yeah, we do. So it's not a problem.
I'll say I want to throw something on the grill this weekend, something fairly quick and easy for the family. What would you recommend, Rod?
Oh, Jeez.
Just something, you know, something for the family. I've got like 18 kids. Pretty good. It seems like it sometimes.
Well, do you want a grill or you
yep,
just thinking?
Yep, throw it on the grill.
Throw it on the grill.
Outside, want to grill in this beautiful weather.
Fail safe is always burgers and
love it.
Dogs and, you know, you could, you know, 18 kids, it'd be pretty expensive to buy steaks, but maybe you like to do that.
Really only five and three at home. Oh. It's not that bad, but, you know, there's kids running all over the place.
The Chuck-fil-A, I mean, if you truly want steak, and people with larger families that they don't want to spend $100 for right. one meal.
Which we can easily do, so yeah. This is good advice.
You know, the Chuck-fil-A or the sirloins, you know, there's a lot of steaks out there that eat really well that people kind of all they do is, oh, the T-bone, porterhouse, New York strip, ribeye. They think if they don't have one of those, they don't have a good steak. Well, that's not true. You know, there's other steaks out there that are very, very good. They eat well and are half the money.
Well, to our listeners, again, in case they don't know, Rod, Blue Star Meats, where are you located?
2 miles south of the Tulip City Airport, 4040 Blue Star Highway. Phone number 616-392-4291. BlueStarMeat.com.
And
Facebook,
catering. And catering. You do
Blue
catering,
Star catering.
Too.
Yeah,
there you go.
So
he's a full-service meat of the week kind of guy. I love this guy. Rod, thank you so much. We'll see you Monday night on July broadcast.
Yeah, hope to see a lot of people there.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.